This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Now, when I think about Leonardo DiCaprio, it makes me upset.
No, I can't get over that he only dates 25 and under.
Yes.
That's a huge turnoff.
That's so weird that that's his cutoff age.
And then he's horny for climate change, which is old as hell. I don't get it.
He likes the climates to do what his ladies won't.
No, he likes climate change because he's worried about the future generations of people he's going to date.
Yes, correct. We figured it out.
I honestly think that's why he's so worried.
I keep getting older, but the climate keeps staying the same old temperature.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello, 2012 Coachella headliners, Two Punch Hollow Jams.
Who was it? Tupac hologram?
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Took me a second, but I love it.
Thank you.
My name's Miel.
I'm not Miel. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
But who are you?
They don't need to know.
This is getting
I'm in witness protection. Don't blow this for me. I'm Ronald Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do here?
Okay, we're going to take a song and try to make it better. But today, I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, I figured out a way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Speaking of confidence, what a segue.
Is that the segue?
What
okay.
a segue.
Here we
Should
go.
Should we introduce our guest?
Let's. You know her as the co-host of Nailed It, the host of Why Won't You Date Me, the host of the new Best Friends podcast on Earwolf, and she's a stupid bitch. Give it up for Nicole Byer.
I'm a stupid bitch.
Ronald Miel, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. I guess Ronald is now my legal name.
Oh, I would like to clarify, at your own request, Demi didn't just call you that for fun.
No, I did. I was going to do it before she asked.
Whenever I ask comics to bring me up that way, the male ones are like, whoa, whoa, I don't think the audience is going to like that. I'm like, I don't know. I'll get it. If you say it, I'll yes and it. I'll get up there and be like, I'm so stupid. I don't know what math is. I don't know. It's silly.
I one time asked a fellow Earwolf, or oh my God, fellow HeadGum.
Marissa cried a single tear.
Marissa, cut that out, please. Please, I'm so sorry. Cut that out.
Ronald, I know that like you're hiding from something, but you have to know where you are. You're at HeadGum. I almost just said Earwolf.
Because of you.
Marissa just threw her hands in the air.
Marissa, I'm so sorry. Please don't throw that chair.
No, we're at HeadGum.
Hello, HeadGum podcaster. Sean Jordan once introduced me on stage for a show, and I was like, can you tell him I'm a member of Odd Future? And he was like, yeah. But he's like, I was just like, come on, just do it.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Did they know who Odd Future was?
Yeah. It was pretty young people.
Oh, okay. Have you heard Tyler, the Creator's new album?
I haven't, because I jumped ship like so early and now I'm just like, I feel like a grandpa, like, oh, that old rude cussing boy. I don't know what his new stuff's like. I'm like four albums behind.
I think he went to therapy.
I kind of like it.
Good. It's summer jam.
I hear good things about
it.
I just
great.
Am like,
I really like it.
Yeah.
But I also like his old angry stuff.
Yeah. I do too. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I do.
I was not on board. My mom's calling me.
I like it.
Answer on air.
I will not.
Oh, Ronald.
Oh,
I already hung up.
Legally.
Ronald,
Nicole.
What do you think your mother wanted from you?
She's probably like, where's my son, Demi? Why does Ronald pick up this phone?
If I may, just briefly try to get us back on track.
Yes.
Sure.
Nicole.
Yes.
Shares believe.
Yes.
Why?
Why? It's maybe one of my favorite songs. It's been my ringtone for 15 years.
Not, the same song?
Yeah, not even the chorus.
Hell yeah.
What part?
I'll play it.
I can't believe you've had one ringtone for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
That's such commitment.
My dad is the same way. I'll tell you the weird thing about my dad. Okay, actually. My dad's ringtone is the Friends theme song, but the part after the part ends in the theme song in the show. So it's like the verse that is on the full song, but right after the theme song from the show ends. So it's just like the part no one knows, and I'm always like, why?
He's
also
a Rembrandt
stan. I gotta tell you, my text message tone is Livin' La Vida Loca. Almost, like, and it's long.
Have you just not gotten a new phone since 98?
No, this is my recording. I made this.
You had to crack it on the GarageBand.
I made this in, a very long time ago, and I just saved it in my old phone on my computer and transferred it to this phone.
Oh, my God.
Via an app.
Oh, my God. It's the first verse. Not even the chorus.
There's no talking to you.
Oh, but that's funny because it's a phone call.
That you're leaving. It takes time.
hard to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the only one. Oh, do you believe after love?
Yeah, it's long.
This
and
is
then
like
every time I get a text.
Every time? So are you on any group chats where this just keeps inside, yes, inside?
It goes, yes, and that happens all the time. My roommate, if I ever, John Millheiser, he gets so angry if I don't say his full ass fucking government name. Whenever I leave my phone downstairs and I'm upstairs, he'll be like, get your fucking phone.
I'm just trying to imagine it going off in like a meeting or an elevator.
Oh,
and
it's happened and people just stare at me and I'm like, oh, don't you like to giggle?
I feel like that's when the execs are like, we're greenlighting whatever you're giving us.
It's such a strong
wish.
Vibe.
I love also that it's just a recording of, it's like the new version of when you were a kid and you're like, I gotta catch this song on the radio, but
yeah,
you just...
I know, I want to send you the tutorial on how to crack it so it sounds better.
Oh, it sounds terrible. I love it. If I could turn back time, which I bought on iTunes, but it didn't do it for me.
No, that one doesn't bang as hard as Believe.
No.
It doesn't.
Believe just has this certain je ne sais quoi that personally I love, but I know it is polarizing.
In re-listening to this song for the podcast, mm-hmm. I feel like I just like unlocked a bunch of repressed memories. And I was like, this is my favorite song as a child.
It's
I distinctly remember
song.
Third grade summers skating around a roller rink, just fucking belting this song out and just being like, I'm so fucking cool.
It's so
cool.
Empowering.
Yeah.
Like even just the din, that just is like,
part.
Is the most hopeful sound.
Mm-hmm. I can't. Yes. And then the vocoder is a fun,
dude. Okay. Yeah.
A fun little trick.
This is a perfect segue into my notes because I learned so much researching this song about how it pioneered auto-tune.
Yeah.
It's fucking not a vocoder, but
it's not.
No. It's auto-tune turned up to zero, which means it's processing live. So it's not something you'd ever use for what auto-tune was designed for, which was to like subtly and nondescriptly correct a wrong note. So this is obviously pulling your voice way up and out. And this is the first use of it like that I know of.
Oh, I truly thought she's using a vocoder.
Well, you're not alone because the producers for a long time said they did.
So
and then
why?
Because I think they were trying to protect this like new thing they cracked.
Yeah.
And then eventually they were like, okay, just kidding. It was auto-tuned.
Wow.
Cher walked so T-Pain could run.
Oh, truly, dude. I have to tell you so many things about this song. First of all, we're not alone in loving it. It reached number one in Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, the UK, Spain, France, Germany, Italy, and the US.
Yeah.
It also earned Cher a place in the Guinness Book of World Records. I hope this is still true. As the oldest female solo artist to top the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, whoa. I'm 100% sure she still holds that.
She was only 52.
Yeah.
She was 52 in 98?
Throw women away after they're 50.
They expire at 35.
Put them in the trash.
I thought Cher was 50 like now. So I was like, huh.
No, and if you see her live, she tells you how old she is. She like starts the show. Oh my God. Okay. So I saw her in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
She descended from the ceiling in a birdcage wearing an afro. And I was like,
she's 95.
I love her. She's 72 or 73.
Yeah.
And after her first song, she's like, I'm 73 and I could do a plank. And everyone screams with joy because what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
But we're all proud of her.
When you're
she's
65,
so
you can do anything on stage and just be like,
no, she's in her 70s.
No, I know, but I'm saying like 65 is where you get
cut
the permission.
Off. Yeah.
And during, if you could turn back time, she wears the classic big Cher hair. Black bodysuit with the cutouts. Her body is slamming.
Yes.
And the big finale dance move is her skipping across the stage.
At her age, though, that's impressive.
And everyone loses their mind.
God, I love Cher.
Cher is a fucking icon.
She's incredible.
I didn't realize this song is really what solidified her as an icon.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I can't even name I probably could.
You name some Sonny and Cher bops.
Well,
and
I was like,
course,
I can name
best
three.
Best actress Oscars.
Yeah, for Moonstruck.
Okay,
I can name like two shares. Like this and Turn Back Time are the only ones that come to mind.
Okay. I Got You, Babe.
Well, that's
which
Sonny.
She does during her show with just a picture of Sonny.
Really? Does she do both? I like to imagine she just like flips
her
it around and puts on a mustache.
Her voice has gotten so low, she probably can.
Well, I don't know.
She does have a very low voice. I think it's a recording of him. I don't think she sings his part, too.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then she and Mamma Mia, too, of course. How can we forget?
Yes, and then she did some ABBA. Have you listened to her ABBA album?
No.
Whole album.
Fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's very
Fernando?
Fun.
Wow.
Fernando's great.
Reinvented.
She's truly bang bang.
What is that?
Bang bang. You shot me down. Bang bang. And I hit the ground. Bang bang.
Except it's like bang bang.
It is very
you
low.
Shot me down.
I can't sing.
Is that an ABBA song or is it a Cher original?
No, it's a Cher.
Okay.
I believe it's a Cher original. Also, I don't know sometimes whose song is whose because a lot of Beatles songs were covered by Tina Turner.
Mm.
So I thought those were Tina's songs that white men had taken.
So
honestly, I think it's time. I think it's time we started accidentally mistaking black women for the white men's songs.
I love that Tina Turner song, Why Don't We Do It in the Road. I always like
What that even sound?
Exactly like that. I feel like there were so many songs by the Beatles specifically where as a kid where I was like, I just heard it in like a Target commercial. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is this fucking thing? And then it's like, oh, the Beatles, one of the most famous songs of all time.
Tina does Come Together.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I thought that was Tina's song.
No, that's Michael Jackson's song.
Oh, wait, is it?
No.
Oh. Don't do this to me.
I'm sorry.
I don't fucking know nothing.
Hick him old factor. That's exactly what it sounds like, but he does it.
It is so sad that he touched the churins. Because
he stopped.
Jesus Christ, how did we get here?
Oh, because we're talking Muzak.
It's a direct line from someone said it, and it's like, well, we should address that it sucks, right?
It does suck, because it's like, I want to listen to his music, and I liked him, so like, why couldn't you just like get a doll?
I had a...
finger a baby doll, like, I don't know.
You're correct. I want to go back in time and just be like, Michael, just here, take
here,
this.
Get a doll.
I was thinking yesterday about how it sucks that the two best songs about two people wanting the same girl were both done by pedophiles.
Oh,
because Same Girl by R. Kelly and Usher.
Yeah, R. Kelly, my God.
Yeah.
Same with him. Get like a life-size Barbie that's the same thing as like a 13-year-old. Also, like I have friends who grew up in Chicago and have said that he would hang out at their high school.
Yes.
Which is like fucking sick.
Yeah, I've heard many a tale of him like hanging out at a McDonald's.
I have never looked at a youthful person and been like, they be good.
Speaking
I'm always
of
like,
youth,
grow the fuck up.
Cher.
Cher, the fountain of youth. She's a beautiful, beautiful half Armenian woman.
She's Armenian?
Yeah. Huh. So she does half breed, which is, and I believe she wears a headpiece when she does it.
Yeah.
What's half breed?
It's the name of one of her albums.
Half breed. Doof, doof, doof.
Ha.
It was a different time.
I want to hear the Nicole Byer covers Cher by memory album. It's just you going like, I think it's like.
Well, no, it goes half breed. Doof, doof, doof.
Keep going. This is perfect.
I just want to hear the pentatonics.
This is the episode now.
The a cappella arrangement of Nicole trying to recall Cher's songs.
I don't know any song front to back, like all the words.
Sure.
Oh, that's my God. Perfect then, because we are going to do that today
song.
Don't worry. They check out. The words are good for this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a couple more notes to get through
before
we can start playing the song. Do not ever apologize to me.
I feel like I've derailed.
No, you're perfect. That's what your charm
is.
That's why you're here.
Okay. It's a stationary train.
Okay.
It also is the highest selling single. Just pretend this is normal. The highest selling single by a solo female artist in the UK. I believe that is still true.
Wow.
And it is one of the best selling singles of all time, I believe, with sales over 11 million.
Is that sick. Low? That seems
very high.
$11 million?
No, sales, individual sales.
That seems so low to me. Like 11 million times this song has been bought.
That's it?
Well, I think you have to remember this is going off of pre-digital. So numbers were very different.
Yeah.
One more thing. It was nominated for a Grammy Award for Record of the Year, but it did lose to Smooth by Santana.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, that's a Sophie's Choice. Which one do you pick?
That does suck that they were both nominated. Smooth is a great song.
The 2000 Grammys were wild.
Rob Thomas should have broke that shit like Mean Girls and given half of it to Cher.
LOL, that would have been a treat.
Don't worry, it did win Best Dance Recording. And it did beat Fatboy Slim. So
What Fatboy Slim song?
I think Praise You. I want to say Praise You.
That was good, but
wait, how does that go?
I want to praise you.
Yes. Fatboy Slim. What a strange name to give yourself.
Is he slim or is he fat?
Yeah. And
it's a mystery.
I honestly don't know. You guys, the 90s was a real heyday for music.
Yeah. No one says that.
love music of the 90s. But also, I love the music of today. I listen, like, someone asked me recently, they're like, what do you listen to? I was like, oh, a lot of SoundCloud rappers with, like, Lil's really? In their name. Oh, I love
that's
dumb
shit. That's
very
cool.
I, that's like, not dumb.
No, you sound very hip.
Is so fucking funny.
Well, who?
A Lil Pump?
I made them.
He's so funny. He does a whole bit where he went to Harvard. He didn't go to Harvard. And he, funny. I think, only follows Harvard on Twitter. Like, it's a funny, deep bit.
That is a very funny bit. That's one good thing I'll say about, like, the younger class of musicians is, like, they want to be, like, funny and charismatic and fucking
I'm
dorks.
Here for it.
Yeah.
Cupcake, if you've ever heard of Cupcake.
Oh, I fucking
fuck
love Cupcake.
Fuck me.
The dick connected to the walls like Spider-Man.
Oh,
that's my Unpunchable today.
I have a shirt that says, I want to blow bubbles with your sperm.
Ooh.
And the last time I wore it outside, the looks I got, and I couldn't figure out why people were looking at me. And then I finally looked down and I was like, oh, I'm literally saying I want to blow bubbles with sperm. She did Old Ho Road.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen the video?
What is that? That dick to the...
Yes. Yeah,
it's so good. She's fucking great.
So funny.
And, like, genuinely talented.
Yes. Also, Queen Elizabeth, top to bottom, is a perfect album.
Ooh, I haven't heard it.
And then her other stuff, I think she maybe comes out with songs a little too fast to, like, keep the quality up. But Queen Elizabeth is truly a masterpiece.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, I love her.
A couple more things to get through. Scholars, this is a quote, scholars and academics noted the way in which Cher was able to reinvent herself and remain fresh and contemporary amidst more teen pop based music of the period. They also credited Believe for restoring Cher's popularity. That's the word. And cementing her position as a pop culture icon.
Yeah. On her live album, she, I think right before Believe or after Believe, she goes, to Britney and Christina, follow this, you bitches. It's great. She's great.
She's just like her Twitter would lead me to believe.
Oh, I also, yes. Loopy and fun.
I love her. I love her.
I think about her what's going on with my career tweet like once a day.
Wait, what?
She just her one tweet? Day tweeted out of the blue, what's going on with my career?
Are there like 10 question marks?
No, it's just, here, I literally just screen capped it yesterday. It's just, what's going on? She
Zero
just like the spacing
marks.
Is off and everything.
I really love Cher so fucking much.
Dude, but you have to, okay, wait until you hear what I'm about to tell you. So the story behind the song is kind of wild. There's six songwriters.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The demo was floating around Warner Brothers forever. They couldn't figure out how to make it work. Producer Mark Taylor said everyone loved the chorus, but not the rest of the song.
Mm-hmm.
They asked the production house to work on the song. They said their goal was to make a Cher dance record without alienating her fans. Word on the street is they were trying to, like, get the gay community involved.
Mm.
Well, they did a great job.
Yeah, I guess that was
their
sole goal.
A gay icon.
Right?
She's fabulous. Like, the fucking Bob Mackie outfits that she would wear are just spellbounding. I love Cher. Like, I revere Cher.
She's the best.
Probably the person I, like, respect the most without being able to be like,
what
like,
have you done?
Yeah, I'm always just like, wait, what do you do?
Moonstruck, Mermaids.
I haven't seen them.
Witches of Eastwick.
I haven't seen it, no.
Moonstruck is a really fun movie.
Fantastic.
Nicolas Cage is phenomenal, too. Pretty campy
before
in
he
it.
Got
in
teeth fixed.
In a great way.
Yeah.
I feel like I would love that movie. I just haven't seen it.
Out of a Johnny. It's a great movie.
Perfect Cher impression.
Is she
Thank you.
Burlesque?
Of course. And you better believe it's a great movie.
With Christina.
Christina, no offense, Christina, if you're listening, I don't know why you didn't take an acting class or get a coach. You could have been really great.
There's no way she's listening because we said the same thing 4 episodes ago.
Okay.
So she's
well, Stanley Tucci is also real great in this.
I love the Tucci.
Also, there's like a whole thing about air rights and buildings that you're like, this can't be the finale. This can't be Act 3. What is that? This thing? You didn't tie anything up. This is stupid. It's a stupid reason.
And they're like, Oscar.
Well, Cher is just really... She's a tour de force, you
Dude,
guys.
Okay.
The best.
This is a perfect segue for me desperately trying to get us back on track because
sorry.
They were trying to make the song work and it wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
And then Cher one night was watching a singer, Andrew Rochford. I've never heard of. Sorry if I'm saying
sure.
that wrong. And then she, of course, purchased this album after seeing him on TV. She says, we were tackling Believe for the gazillionth time. And I said, I'm so tired of doing this. Let's put this on the CD and listen to music and get away from this. One of the songs featured Rochford's vocals manipulated by a vocoder.
Ah.
So she went back to the producers and was like, let's just use a vocoder. I think that's a cool thing to do right now.
Uh-huh.
So then they didn't want to use the vocoder. They were afraid it would like be too many, like too many cooks in the kitchen production-wise. So that's when they used the auto-tune.
Oh.
They fucked up what it was supposed to be used for. He was too afraid to share the work at first. And he says a couple of beers later, we decided to play it for her and she freaked out. Cher says, we high-fived. It was some like stupid Rocky film. And then the record company requested that they take the effect out. They were not on board. And wow. Cher said, you can change it over my dead body.
I love her.
And that was the end of discussion. I said to Mark before I left, don't let anyone touch this track or I'm going to rip your throat out.
I fucking love her.
Icon!
So when she does it live, is it through a vocoder or is... Can you auto-tune live?
I think you can auto-tune live.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because she does sing live.
Yeah.
Because you, when she skips across the stage, you hear it.
She's 70-something. I'll let her have it.
And then the other reason why I'm like, she definitely sings live is because she doesn't do 5 shows a week.
Right.
Or 6 shows a week. She does maybe like 3.
Ooh.
And that makes me think like, bitch is tired.
Is she still there?
I believe
rumor
so.
Rumor is she's never left.
40 years she's still ago there? Today. I really want to just... A pilgrimage, essentially. I want to go to Vegas and just see Celine Dion and Cher and then leave.
Celine Dion is outstanding.
She's like the only... I'm such a fan. It's crazy.
She sings live and I know that because she's got a teleprompter on stage with her own songs on it.
She recently did Carpool Karaoke at Corden and she's fucking crazy. She's loopy as fuck. Goddamn
her Instagram is amazing.
Oh, she's the funniest person. The fact that she... Do you know that she has a bust of her husband's hand that she shakes at backstage every...
This came up on the And That's the Way It Is episode. Nicole shoved the microphone aside to laugh.
This is the proper response to learning that the woman shakes her late husband's stone petrified hand. It's a bust, but still, before every show for luck. I did not think this would get you as much as it has.
We've like untouched like this dolphin laugh I've never heard you do. This is phenomenal.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah, she's a quirky lady.
She's just like a big old goofball.
She's like your friend's mom that you love, you know?
How do you order that?
That's custom. It's probably marble. She probably spent $500,000 on this bust hand.
Love someone that much.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. She also talks about him during the show. She was like...
Angel Renee.
Yeah, she's like, Renee used to say to me, Sunny, you put me to sleep when you sing. And I said, Renee, why can't you stay awake? And he said, it's a compliment. Your voice is soothing. And then she like starts singing. She does a loose 20 minutes in between each song.
Good.
And it's funny.
I was just going, what else? What else? What else?
Kind of.
So I'm dating again.
No, I don't think she'll ever date again.
No.
Because the way she talked about Renee during the show.
Well, she's got to do it for the material.
It just seemed so like she's, I don't know if she'll move on.
No.
Yeah. And then now I know she shakes the hand.
Well, for what it's worth, I believe in Celine getting life after love.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for Celine to get life after love. But I can't. She's also the best part is her banter isn't in prompter and it goes on for a while.
So the prompter
and
stretched.
I believe during our show, maybe one of the, I don't know, violinists maybe started, maybe he like moved his bow and it made a sound and she was like, I am not done.
She will not be played off.
Really funny.
Yeah.
And she like kind of yelled at him and I was like, I love live theater.
Okay. Last thing I'll say before we get into the song. After the success of the song, use of auto-tune in order to produce a distorted vocal effect became very popular, and it became known as the Cher effect in the official auto-tune manual.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
And that's all the notes I have.
I mean, that's what I'd do, too, if I created a thing, and then I was like, how do we get people to use this? Cher used it, so.
And apparently Kanye West, when they met, personally thanked her for it.
Oh, good.
Because it changed his career, too.
Yeah.
T-Pain.
Stronger. That's auto-tune, right?
That could be a vocoder. I honestly don't know.
Or is that a vocoder?
I think that's vocoder.
I think like 808 Heartbeats was largely auto-tuned.
Tammy, I have a question.
What? Sure.
You do music.
Define do.
That sounds like a
music.
Statement.
Well, do you know how to use auto-tune and vocoders?
Yes.
Could you auto-tune me to sing well?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would I have to try?
Depends on how much time I have to make it better.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I want to sound pretty.
You want me to make you a star, kid?
I just want to sound pretty for once in my life singing.
Nicole, let's put out an album.
Okay.
Oh, no. I committed to something.
Yeah, you did. And I follow through on shit.
It's recorded.
Great.
I follow through on shit.
Good.
Can each track it? Okay. Can you make beats?
Also, yes, but let's figure this off. Figure this out off air, but I am...
No. Okay. We'll figure it out right now.
All right.
Okay, so let's do a mixtape. Five songs.
Five songs. You got to write the lyrics.
I'm not going to write a single thing.
What
I'm
going
to come
fuck?
To the studio, and I'm going to freestyle. And
okay, even better.
It's going to take an hour, and then you'll work for many other hours.
You know what? I got a few plane trips coming up. I'm down for this.
Okay, why don't you say flights?
I don't know.
You're the third person this week who has said plane trip. And
maybe you're the weird one then. Huh?
I think we should get into the song.
And Nicole just had a big revelation of like, wait a minute.
Am I the weird one?
Yeah, no one calls them flights anymore. You're old.
All right.
You old man.
I'm sorry. I've derailed so much.
It's fine.
Call me derail buyer.
Save it for the album. Nicole's got her wacky waving inflatable arms flailing.
Oh my god. What's happening?
It's like an alien abduction up top.
I'm like underwater and in the desert at the same time.
I am roller skating around a gay club.
I'm in my room in front of the mirror having a great time.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I had to do it there. It's fine. It's fine.
Versa.
Oh my god, that's like fucking masturbating and then having someone knock on the door right before you come.
Yeah, Nicole, it's called edging.
I'm on the edge. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, now Marissa, can I just get the clip of her saying, oh, that's funny, just so I can drop that after every time I... Oh, that's funny.
My friend hates when I say that.
I love
say it.
Say it
more.
Because sometimes instead of laughing, I'll go, ooh, that's very funny. And then I said something funny once, and he went, ooh, Nicole, that's very funny. I was like, oh, it makes you
that's
that angry?
That's a them issue. That's funny. Okay, we have to talk about what the fuck just happened in our ears, because I don't know, but it's, I liked it.
Yeah, it feels like there was a weird, like, sound, yeah. Which is very, like, Eurodance and normal, yes. But then the mm-hmm. beep, 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 beep.
Yes, it's like I plunged into a pool, but the pool was a mirage in the desert.
Yes.
I feel like the beginning is really, it's like a warm-up. You know how you stretch and stuff before you work out or you're supposed to or whatever? I feel like the beginning is a little stretch because you're going to work hard when that beat drops.
It gives you enough time to get to the dance floor and get a quick 1-2 turn in, like gym class, just so you don't sprain anything when you...
But I think the beginning is like kind of epic and it revs up to being epic.
Yes.
And then when it drops...
And then there's just a little taste of...
Because you're like, what, is she coming into the room? Did she leave the room?
It's like a tornado or in the eye of the storm.
It feels
the
like
a storm.
It feels like I'm in a wedding and like the doors just open and we all stood up and you just hear like, oh, it's a white light, but you're like, someone's walking through that fucking white light and it's Cher.
Oh my god.
Okay, now we're gonna get into these words.
Oh yeah.
And this voice. Oh my god.
No matter how hard I try, you can't push me aside.
There's that out of tune.
There's no talking to you.
What's happening with this
beat? I have to do an eclipse. I'm sorry.
This bass. Boom, 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 boom. It actually sounds like a generic beat that would come on your computer.
Yeah.
Wait, play it again. No.
Just this beat, right?
It's a complex beat.
It's all her voice.
Talking to you.
I do like that the bass is so overpowering here because it kind of feels like it's like they're trying to be like, oh, it's just a quiet little voice. Nothing to get ready for.
They got that like lo-fi, high pass, whatever the fuck thing on her voice too, so she sounds far away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really fucking love it.
It's like she's speaking through a radio, and then she's like, I'm not going to be on the radio for long. It's so sad.
I don't know. Just play me the song, man.
You want to just play it again? A third time?
Yeah, Nicole hates the very premise of the podcast.
Just give it to me.
How hard I try.
No, baby. Come on.
Come
on.
We got just a few more clips.
All right.
So what she says here is, no matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside.
And I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
And I thought you didn't know this song top to
and
back. That's the next part, though.
We're not even there yet.
No.
What she just said, I do want to say, feels so true. And in so few words, she said so much.
There's no talk. Yeah.
Like, how many times have you been in a fight where you're just like, you know what? I actually cannot communicate with you, so I'm going to stop trying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it right at the top.
I know we're getting. I used to fight with people, then like keep being like, but this is why. This is. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, just be quiet. Who fucking cares?
I'll say it one time.
Say it one time and we'll move on.
The greatest moment of my life was when I was in a fight with someone and I just realized, like, wait, I can just leave. And I just walked away and I was like, feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't have to do it.
Also, comedically, it's very funny.
Yeah.
To just walk away from somebody.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I got shit to do.
Goodbye.
So then after that, she says,
say that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it.
I love how, like, sparingly she uses the auto-tune.
You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe love after love?
And now she's here. She's in the room with us.
It
does feel like she broke through a wall.
Right? But because, you know why? Because she was debating ending the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. And then right before the chorus, she's like, actually, fuck this. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss me, bitch. Do you believe it?
I love it.
It does feel like the whole chorus is her being like, I don't know, though. So it's just a weird, like, back and forth. But I do love the way that she's like, it's so sad. Like, the way that she just puts auto-tune on a few words always stuck out to me. And also, listening to it today was maybe the first time I've been like, oh, lonely one. Yeah. I thought it was only one for the longest time.
No, I knew it was lonely, I think.
Well, aren't you smart?
What a nice little fuck you to Tempe.
I mean,
I did know it was lonely.
I don't blame her.
I've been listening to this song almost every day for 15 years. It's also my alarm.
Right.
And specifically this part.
Every time you get a call, you were like, no, it's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what she said was, it's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. Which, kudos for getting the title in there twice.
Mm-hmm.
But after all is said and done, you're going to be the lonely one. So I feel like we just had a full catharsis with her, right? She started by being like, I'm trying so hard to make this work, and I'm just realizing I can't talk to you. So I guess you're going to have to leave, and it makes me really sad, and it's going to take me a while to really believe that you're gone. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When all the pain is gone, actually, you're going to miss out, bitch, because I'm doing great. Do you believe you'll move on? Because I sure don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the chorus of the fucking song.
I wonder what the argument was.
What to get for dinner.
I don't know.
That's what she was
it
like.
It always starts with something small, you know?
I like pasta. You want pasta.
But it's really about them.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, who's going to take the dog out tonight?
I don't know. I don't even know if it was like a real fight. It was probably just like someone being like, I don't want to date you anymore. And she's just like, I guess I'll miss you. Actually, no.
Well, Tibby, if we're really trying to guess, I think four men wrote this song. Mm. She's not even credited as a songwriter. Mm. In one interview, she said she changed one line to make it less whiny, but she didn't get credit for it. So
I don't know. It's cleaner.
That's funny.
That was her contribution.
One of my favorite Cher quotes is, she's in an interview and she's like, my mother said that I needed a rich man, but I said to her, I am my own rich man.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Cher.
I love Cher.
If I was a rich man.
She should do a web series called Cher Shares, and it's just little mantras like that.
You
just
know it would make no sense now.
I can't think of what the wine is that sounds like. Sherry with Cher.
Sharing with Cher?
Sherry. Sharing Sherry with Cher.
Sharing Cher's
Cher? Cher, sure, Sherry, sure.
You know, I think while you guys are in the middle of having a stroke, maybe it's a good time for an ad break.
Let's do it. Schwuckum track. Oh, no.
No, we're still having a bad time. Cher.
You're gonna be the lonely
one.
Okay,
can you please play the whole chorus? Because that really did give me blue balls.
Absolutely.
Do you believe in love after love?
Oh my God, that sound at the end. I love it.
It's everything. Perfect.
I can't think of a sound that makes me feel more hopeful than that. Bang, ding, ding, ding.
Do you hope that's what happens when you die?
No.
It's like, you're like in flatline. He's like, boop. And then on the table, suddenly you hear the fucking Cher cue. And now all of a sudden you're like, I'm dead.
I would love to be dying in a hospital and Cher walks in. And I'm like, what's happening? She's like,
I'm here to take you to the afterlife, baby.
Oh my God.
Cher sounds a lot like Fozzie Bear and Kermit the Frog combined. Wait,
who's that guy that sings Air Neville?
That sounds like
who?
The singer?
It's time to take you to the afterlife, baby.
What does Air Neville sing?
I can't even. Was he on the
All
Aladdin soundtrack?
Was Kanan impersonating him on SNL singing the national anthem about cocoa butter?
Just imagine a person who sounds like my voice.
Right here.
And that's Air Neville.
Is he short?
I don't think so.
Why? Why?
You're taking in too much of the visuals. It's just audio.
Sorry, I just wanted to know what the person looked like who belonged to that voice.
I will Google him.
I think that this is, you're actually making a great point about why podcasts are bad.
Everyone at home is like, I just drew a picture of Aaron. Like,
what's one of those things where you like hear a person singing and then you like assume their ethnicity? That's not what I thought that man looked like.
What did you assume he looked like?
I thought he would look like a small white man. Mm. Also, I don't know what Randy Newman looks like.
Randy Newman
does he
looks
have
like
red
the
hair?
Guy from Up.
Randy
no, no,
Newman
no.
looks the like the polar opposite of this man.
Will you Google Randy Newman for
he's
me?
He's like the cartoon version. Yeah, the real life version of the cartoon man from Up.
He looks like Woz to me. Oh, no, he's not Wazzy at all.
That's not what I thought Randy Newman would look like.
He looks like Roger Ebert in a bizarro world.
Let me guess, you imagined a little toy spaceman.
I did, just a little. No, I thought he was like a redhead who was slim with like a beard.
Okay, you're thinking of Jesse from Toy Story 2.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go.
Because Jesse is.
There's a snake in his boot.
There's a snake in my boot.
That's like slang for my boyfriend's here, I gotta go.
That's like when you were a kid, you're just like, pants over shoulder, gotta go.
Okay, she said, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. This is just a mad burn on the dude, presumably, that she's leaving.
I feel like I've always read it as it's something inside of her saying that she's not strong enough. And I was always like, this feels like a weirdly, like,
but the rest
regressive
of it
chorus.
Is you is talking to her partner.
Right.
So which I is, presume the chorus wait, would be, too.
Wait, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Wait, read it again.
It says, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No. As in, he's never going to move on. She's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was like, there's a voice in my head that keeps telling me I'm not strong enough. And then when she goes, but I know that I can get through this, that's her responding to the voice.
I feel like it's all on him. Like, I don't know if you're going to be okay, but I guess she'll be okay.
Because the last line before this was, you're going to be the lonely one.
Right. Yeah.
So I presume this is just a continuation.
I don't know.
It'd be weird songwriting to suddenly be like introspective in the same person.
I agree, but I still think in my head I'm like, well, then why would she say, do you believe in life? It just feels like the middle part being the only part that's regressive makes more sense to me, but I also don't understand it either way. So I'm just
honestly,
like, it's a weird choice.
I don't really understand songs.
So, I mean, that's the problem with songs. There's no right reading of them.
Well, that's like a poem.
I think you could say the same about art.
Well, yes.
Art at large.
Yeah.
There's a right way to read certain movies. Some are good and some are bad.
Well, some are bad, but some are masterpieces. Like, I'm really excited to see Loquisha. Have you guys seen the promos for that movie?
I will not even say its name.
I can't wait to see it. I mean,
That's the one with the white man cosplaying as a black woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Who at one point in the trailer goes, I think I'm a black woman trapped in a white man's body.
Kind of how it's like Avatar.
It is kind of like Avatar.
It's exactly like Jake
Sully. I wonder if anyone's going to put their ponytail inside of him. Right? Is that what they do in Avatar?
That's the climax of Loquisha.
They braid their braids together.
Honestly, that'd be very funny. But I'll see it just because I would love to see a movie that bad that was made this year when there's so many things that my friends have tried to get made that are wonderful.
But that's why he did it. Because you watch it.
We already have Chappie. I don't think we need any more.
Well, Chappie's a masterpiece.
What is Chappie?
Oh, we'll talk off air.
I've
been banned from talking about it because I go off for an hour.
Well, give me the tight 30-second pitch on Chappie.
Here, let me play you my Chappie rap real quick. I'm kidding. I wish I had that. It's a great movie about a robot who is a child. So, what was up?
I'm just gonna say, I think it's safe to say that maybe at one point in a draft of this song, this was an anthem introspectively. Yeah. I think that probably is why this is confusing. But my hunch is the song is, as now written, is entirely like, I'm fucking great. Mm-hmm. You actually were the problem in this relationship, and you're going to continue to be the problem without me because I'm fine.
Maybe.
I think it's all just this big empowerment anthem.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I feel like her saying do you is like her talking to the audience.
Here, play it again.
Do
I wish I knew what it is about those notes. What instrument is that too?
Guitar.
Is it just guitar? Bam, 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 bam. All the guitar notes in this part rule. The instrument, even that here, that I'm gonna play that end part again though.
That sounds like a Disneyland ride.
I think
ride.
She's talking to that person. She's like, she's asking, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside you say or whatever. Yeah, I think she's just like, I'm asking you, do you? And then she's like, eh, I don't know if you're strong enough. I don't think you're going to fight anybody better than me.
It's such a sweet burn. Yeah. It's such a nice candy-coated song.
Yeah, it's like a nice, you think you're going to find love after this?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Now we get into verse two.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to do.
Oh, she's back behind that radio.
Sit around and wait for you, and I can't do that.
And there's no turning back.
That's how it happens.
Nicole,
I'm so
came
sorry.
Here entirely to just listen to the song, and we have let her down in every
possible
way. I
wish that we had
way.
To take an actual ad break in studio, because I'd just be like, here, I'll play it for you.
She wouldn't be satisfied. Look at her ringtone. Her need to hear Believe is insatiable.
Do you want me to call your phone?
Yeah, truly.
Would
I hear
help?
It every single day.
She is
I'm truly acting like I don't have the capabilities to get in my car and listen to it on repeat for hours.
Well, in your defense, this is the first time you've heard it where it's not been recorded through a phone of something else.
She's like, you are correct.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of wild.
What is this, a CD?
I was like, oh, there's notes I've never heard before.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So she said, what am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you? Well, I can't do that. And there's no turning back. I love that she's firmly being like, we are never getting back together.
Yeah. At a
this is a power anthem. Fuck you, man.
At a certain level, I'm just like, how many lyrics are you going to write about not just like, it's done. What next?
Well,
I'm like, I
want
to hear about the after.
I think it's because we as women, you know, just like really love our, you know, partners or like whatever. And like, you just have to like tell yourself all the time that like you're done, you know, fake it till you make it. And then like, if you say you're done enough, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
This
so
is
she's
like
talking
what
to herself.
Dua Lipa wrote a song about.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's a reference
to. Don't pick up the phone. You know, he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Wait, who sings that? Doopy Loops?
Doopy Loops.
What's her name?
Doopy Loops. You
Doopy
got
Loops.
It.
Wait, what's her real name?
Dua Lipa.
That's my favorite Star Wars character.
Her name is Duolingo.
I call her Doopy Loops.
Doopy Loops.
And then there's Calababella. Calababella.
Camilla Cabella?
Yeah.
I used to eat those two cereals back to back for breakfast.
No, I know Kalani.
Okay.
Kalani's great.
Kenny Long?
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, that's
she was talking about Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Loggins? Sick.
Yeah.
And I can't do.
Oh, I love this little couplet right here.
I need time to move on. I need love to feel strong.
I love that part.
But as time losing it through, and maybe I'm too good for you. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think it's strong enough. No.
Wow. Other words she just said, what power. I need time to move on. Mm-hmm. I need love to feel strong. Because I've had time to think it through and maybe I'm too good for you. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, bitch.
I like to believe the O is her dropping
own
her own
yourself.
Mic.
Yourself.
Or it's her saying O because O is the first initial of a person's name.
Or.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm too good for you, Oscar.
Oscar. Oh.
Otis.
Otis, what other O names?
Othello.
What other O names?
That's it.
No. Orenthal.
She's singing to OJ.
It took me a minute. I was like really trying. I was racking my brain trying to figure out OJ's given name.
My punch up for this should have just been like,
maybe I'm too good for you, OJ.
OJ Simpson.
Orville Redenbach.
Isn't it wild that OJ Simpson is just like alive?
Put him down.
We cannot put down this man.
Isn't that wild?
Well, like you think he should have crashed that Bronco.
I mean, but he like murdered two people, got off, and
allegedly.
Then, And then went to jail for stealing his own memorabilia, and he's still like a living person. Like, kill him and then get into his brain and find out if he has CTE.
Let's not call for street justice.
He has CTE.
He might, yeah.
They need to figure out how to test for CTE while people are alive.
It's gonna take a while, but we just put out the movie about it, so it's fine.
Yes, well, Will Smith, he's from Africa.
Tell the truth.
And he is a doctor, and he did not get...
I find this very offensive as a Nigerian. But I find it very funny as a comedian.
I think it's offensive that he didn't get a speech coach. That was a bad accent.
Nicole, I was a speech coach on Concussion. And I thought I did a pretty good job.
Yikes.
It's fine.
I'll see myself home.
It's fine. I thought I did a great
job.
Didn't you
think it was a bad accent?
I didn't watch it. But yeah, even in the trailers, I was like,
it's a pretty decent movie. You know whose African accent is also terrible? Halle Berry in the first X-Men. It was so bad, she was asked to not do it in the second one. And I don't know if she was actually not asked. She just doesn't have an accent in the second one.
I didn't know she was supposed to be African in that movie.
Are you fucking kidding me? Do you not know X-Men? Get the fuck up out of here.
I can't believe I'm getting bullied by a nerd.
Use your left foot and your right foot and walk out of here.
Whoa. As a jock, this is really backwards.
Left foot and hop the fuck out.
Can I use my right foot to hop out?
No, bitch. Left foot. Make it difficult for you.
But Nicole, that's his non-dominant foot.
Yeah, Nicole, I
want to see you struggies.
Struggies? I wore struggies as a child for my incontinence. Sorry, what's going on?
I'm sorry.
I don't know anymore.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam with Nicole Byer.
There's so little to say about
Nicole
that. Like,
snuck in and just took over.
This is
hers now.
She's got squatter's rights on this podcast.
This is Nicole's podcast where she airs grievances about Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, O.J. Simpson.
Do you not have grievances about those people?
Yeah, these are all not great people.
Listen, I don't feel like I'm allowed to shit on black men in the same way that black people are.
Specific ones, I feel like.
It would be one thing if you were Liam Neeson in around town. Can't forget about that.
Wait, yeah, I remember now.
You just have this perfect Rolodex of recently problematic people that you're like, I have to promote my new podcast and shout out Liam Neeson wanting to kill black people.
It's because people, so many things happen.
That
like
was also,
every day that people just forget.
It was Black History Month too, so I felt like it was an advent calendar.
Every fucking day something wild happened.
Like 30 congressmen were like, I did blackface, what's the problem?
It was honestly, I can't remember what website it was, but they compiled everything that happened, and every day something happened.
I think it's hilarious.
It was really wild.
On the fourth day of Black History Month.
Here's how we'll hate crime you. Okay. Oh, boy.
Share
would
never disrespect us in February.
No.
Actually,
but other
Cher
months?
Does probably start her show in an afro.
What?
But then she also appropriates every other culture, so I'm like okay with it. And
she put us first, though.
Yeah, she did, and I was like, see, I like that. Because she has a whole Indian-themed song that has nothing to do with India.
Cher.
Huh.
Yeah, and then she's half breed. I literally think it's about being a Native American. Is
I
she
can't,
not?
Just the idea that she
half
has an album
breed?
Called
Doof Doof Doof. You gotta listen to the song.
I prefer this version of it.
I like the Doof Doof Doof. I don't think we can top the Doof.
It's a perfect onomatopoeia.
Okay, hit play.
On what?
The second half of the chorus.
Oh, well, is there anything more to this?
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's the next part is another chorus. I don't have that one, so I can just play the chorus again, because it's the exact same.
But then it's fun at the end.
Yeah, and then it goes into...
I really don't think it's strong enough now. Well, no, I'll get through this.
What's happening with this?
The aliens are coming back.
It sounds like spy music.
And I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore.
And then it slows down.
Boom.
Oh, fuck.
Nicole,
you came on the wrong podcast, motherfucker. This is how we start a vendetta with
Why
Won't You
Date
Me.
No, but this is teaching you the art of edging, and that when you listen to the song inevitably in your car after this, it's going to be that much better.
I don't want to edge. If you start fucking me, you better make me cook.
You're going to hear from the edging community.
Can I also
Nicole,
get that?
Your mentions are going to be full of the edging
Can I also
community.
Get that clipped out for a drop? our podcast is just going to stop like, oh, that's funny.
I don't want to edge.
We need to talk about that. She's gone singing this amazing whatever the fuck she was doing over this like Muzak for a B-grade spy movie. It's like, is it Morse code? Is that Morse code?
Okay, there's a weird through line of like alien shit happening in the instrumental to this. So I'm thinking, what if she's in love with an alien and this is her saying, I'm leaving the goddamn ship.
And it took her so long to realize she was better in the relationship than they were because they had the appeal of being an alien.
She thought, oh, we got a thing. We're helping each other.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
have
no,
three tits.
You're probing me. Mm-hmm. What am I getting from you, Gorlax?
Oh, Gorlax.
Definitely the name. She says it quietly under the
track.
I
think that's Orlax to justify the
name. Oh, right. Orlax. Yeah. Orlax. Orinthalax.
So this is what
that
this
made
is,
me happy. Thank you.
These are the lyrics, Demi, I'm presuming that you think are cause for this all the choruses being internal monologue, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is
oh,
what
yeah.
solidifies that for you? Because she said, well, I know that I'll get through this because I know that I am strong.
Oh, I thought it was but I know.
Maybe. My lyrics say well.
I really don't think it's strong enough never.
Well, I know
it is well.
That I am strong.
Yeah. And then I don't need you anymore. Oh, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. No, I don't need you anymore.
I don't need you anymore.
It isn't that like, I feel like that perfect transition phase post breakup where you are kind of finally accepting that it's real, but still very much in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having to say it both to yourself to just try to believe it, but also to them to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I am over it.
She's slowly coming from the point where she's like, I don't need you to the point where it's like, I don't need you anymore.
No, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it when she says
it. You want me to play it one more time?
No. Give me that next juice.
The next part?
Give me the next juice.
Here's the thing. I'm realizing that because I'm in control of the computer, I can play literally anything.
Anything you want.
You want to hear the next part?
Yes, please.
All right. So I'm just going to play the next part real quick, which is, of course...
Nicole doesn't look very happy.
Oh,
about
she doesn't
this.
Like that.
I don't think she likes this. Try something else.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here, I'll just play the next part.
Yeah. She likes that one. We're back. We got her back.
I'm like a child.
I feel
it
like.
It really got me.
You know the. You know
it's
the,
like a baby when you
I
cover
am.
Your eyes for
I
a second.
I am. Well, I think it's my ADD. I don't stay mad.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Listen to this.
Woo!
You flipped. I wish.
We could see.
If we ever got to a fight, I'd just play a song and be like, oh, yay!
I mean,
you can start bouncing like a child.
I've had directors where, like, I just ask a bunch of questions and they'll be like, here's the slate, go play with that. And I go, oh, okay.
Okay, fine.
Like three quarters of the way through the episode, we've cracked how to keep Nicole on track.
We are actually, almost done because this is the last part. Nothing else changes after this, so I just clipped out the rest of it. This is the rest of it, so it's not gonna.
Here you go, Nicole.
Yeah, here you go, Nicole.
Believe life after love.
Oh my god, oh my god, the band is gone.
I feel like everyone in the club just starts floating at this point.
I really don't think it's strong enough, no.
No, the guitar's gone still.
Good.
We're still building.
I really don't think it's strong enough.
No.
You believe in love.
Here we go.
And when she does this live, that's where everyone starts clapping.
I would start crying at this moment.
It's so nice.
I can't believe they take two repetitions to build us up to the breakthrough and then they give us one before they fade out.
It's also crazy that the song, like the music of the song, no lyrics, is the exact same from the first time she sings the chorus to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like they didn't change the chorus lyrics?
No, they didn't change the music is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the music is
it's just
truly,
like loops.
Yeah, it is loopy.
It's a
loops.
Dance song.
Yeah, but I'm like.
Ugh, it's a perfect song.
It really is.
Gets me going. One time I came back from Europe and I was very jet lagged and I kept waking up at 3 a.m. and this was the only thing I wanted to listen to for about a week straight. I don't know if the two events were connected, but I think maybe I caught something.
This is the national anthem of Europe, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not yeah. a country, but they got no, an anthem.
Just, uh-huh. Yeah, just all of Europe, one anthem.
You go on the tube, as they say, uh-huh. and they play this.
They play it.
Everyone stands.
I love getting on the tube.
I mean,
I have to say, after like really trying to analyze this, I feel like I only like it more.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was kind of so emotionally weighted.
It feels like it's also very like... surface level, like mm-hmm. there's not much to read into it, which I'm like, cool, just let me dance then.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, Nicole, you're the perfect guest for this episode, because this would have been a very short episode without you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, so question. Yeah. How did you improve it, Demi?
Well, oh, yes, like this, I'm very excited to hear.
Oh, I totally forgot to say that I have the acapella for this entire track.
Demi!
It's fine. I'll just play the few parts that I clipped out so you can hear Cher's beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I hear that. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. You keep
pushing me. Oh, hear this part.
That's so cool.
It's great. There's no talking to
you. The delay is insane. I had no idea.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Can you send that to me?
Absolutely.
New ringtone. It's so sad that you're leaving.
It takes time. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to like lip sync to this in my mirror and pretend that I'm at a stadium.
Yeah.
Because you know how sometimes singers will sing without the music and you hear the echo and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time just, you know, having fun and play make-believe after, you know, my room.
No, it's me too.
I also do.
I
imagine this is a music video and I'm in it.
Oh, all the time.
I'm just makeup on.
I do that all the time. Like, yeah. I'll just like, it'll be 3 a.m. I'll put on a full face of makeup and lip sync to myself. Or not to myself. With myself in my mirror.
Oh, yeah.
I have multiple videos on my phone that are just like, I decided to make a dance routine to a song. And then I'm like, I won't send this to anyone. Then all of a sudden I'll hear someone's having a bad day and I'll just send them like a 3-minute video and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Ooh, maybe I'll start doing that. Cause
it's really fun.
I pole dance and I own several pairs of pole shoes.
Yeah.
Stripper shoes. But I don't wear them to pole cause I'm scared I'm going to fall. So I practice alone in my room at like 2 in the morning.
This is such good content, Nicole. This is gold. You're sitting on a gold mine.
I briefly lived in a house that had a pole in the living room.
Whoa.
And I used it every fucking
day. He was actually pretty good at it.
I love it.
It's like repetition and practice, and also it takes a lot of people are like, I don't have any upper body strength. I'm like, yeah, it's your whole body. It's the core. It's your core that
get those squats going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, can you please play the chorus a cappella? Because I would very much like to hear that.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's right here. Do you
believe? Oh my God. I can feel something.
Inside, inside. I really don't think you're strong enough now. Music is cool, sorry.
Yo, that's what we've been trying to say on this podcast, because sometimes people are like, I'm not so sure about this stuff.
I just like, art is cool. Like, somebody was like, let's fuck with her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, I don't know, like, to think, I don't know how to articulate that. Well, I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that.
Is that helpful?
That was great.
What I did to punch this up was basically, I just feel like it's a very good song and maybe just the best song in terms of songs about belief.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I don't want to ruin that at all.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to have Cher help those other songs maybe. So here's what I did.
I've ever heard, and I love it.
That's the sweetest thing you could have said.
My God, this
just
is
wait
fun.
For this.
This Franz Ferdinand song.
It's not
the original song.
I love this song. It's by the Darkness. Anyway.
Isn't it Franz Ferdinand? No?
No.
Who, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
What's a Franz Ferdinand song? Wait, I gotta figure out who
wait,
Franz Ferdinand
wait.
Is. This is the same. Mega mix.
Oh my God!
It's perfect.
It's so good. How
oh, thank
many
you.
Songs was that?
I actually do not know. And the mix of that was weirdly bad, so I'll get a better version in there that you'll be like, it sounds fine. Because
well,
we fixed it.
I mean,
anyway.
It sounded good.
I think it sounded good. It sounded better than my recording on my phone, I believe.
It sounded about okay. as okay as that.
That was honestly a real treat to listen to.
Thank
I'm delighted.
You. It was very fun to make.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great idea.
I'm really glad that I could find both the acapella and the instrumental for that, because just mixing them was a blast.
It's fun.
I also love that your thesis was you can't make Cher better. Cher can only make others better.
Right. So I'm using her to, you know, lift others up.
Oh, amazing.
What a dang
if you want to be able to download that, sorry, you got to subscribe to Patreon.
It's on our Patreon, baby.
Oh,
I mean, I'll send it to you.
Hot dang.
Hey.
Cool.
Vertical integration.
Cool,
right?
I don't know.
It sounded, the first time you said it, I was like, oh, that's nice. And the second time I was like, are you bullying me? Cool.
No, no.
Cool.
Hot dang.
Because I've been trying to figure out how to do a Patreon for Why Won't You Date Me, and I can't figure it out.
Hmm.
But this is like a very fun, cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Hide it behind a paywall.
It's been very, it's like, oh, you can hear it, but if you want to hear it without our voices, you ain't got to give us the money.
I don't know.
With that said,
okay.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, on every episode, you will go on a one date with everyone on
the
Patreon.
Oh my God, imagine I made a Patreon where I'm like, I guess I'll go on a date with somebody and record it?
Some people do that. It's an escort service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how about we get to Unpunchable Jams?
Let's do it!
You can't punch this.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Do you remember earlier when I said you shout out a song you like?
Yeah.
Now's that time! What song do you want
dang.
To do?
I got two songs that I really like right now. There's Simon Says and there's Big Ol' Freak. They're both by Megan Thee Stallion.
To make Marissa's job easier, which one do you want to put in?
Which one
dang,
goes on the playlist?
Dang,
which one's
dang,
better?
Dang, dang. Well, I'll let you guys pick which one.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Simon
okay.
Says then, because that's the one I remember. Tell you what. Okay, your Unpunchable can be Simon Says, and my Unpunchable is Big Ol' Freak, because I didn't have
okay,
one
great.
Picked.
Great, what a treat.
Hey, Simon Says, put your hands on your hips.
So wait, what do you like about it?
It's okay, so you know the game Simon Says?
Hell yeah.
And then you like doof doof, you like press the buttons. This is Megan going, Simon Says, and then instead of pressing buttons to like twerk. So it's like put your hands on your knees and you're twerking. Simon Says put your hands on your feet because she wants you to bend over more.
I love a song with instructions.
Yeah. I like instructions because I don't really have rhythm and I don't dance good.
No.
But it's like I know what to do when I hear this song.
Yeah.
But then Big Ol' Freak is dang.
I'll tell them about Big Ol' Freak.
But I love Big Ol'. Do you know Big Ol' Freak?
No, but it is My Unpunchable. My Unpunchable for the week is...
Here, you could do Simon Says. Wait, have you heard Simon Says?
No.
You haven't heard any of it?
You just played it
well,
for me.
Well, Big Ol' Freak, I walk out to that at my shows because I love it. Yeah.
That's a good walkout song,
big
probably.
Big Ol' Freak, Big Ol' Freak, Big Booty is a treat.
Big Ol' Freak, huh? Big Booty, Big Ol' Treat. I'ma make him wait for the puss. Wait. Hit it to me, Big Ol' Ski. Hey. Feet on the bed. Hey. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day, I might leave him on red. Hey.
My pick is Big Ol' Freak by Megan Thee Stallion. Honestly, guys, I've been listening to the song for a whole 10 seconds now, and I can't get enough of the title. I love the album, the way it looks. I love the extra E in OL, because I usually think it's an O-L.
But it's O-L-E?
It's O-L-E, which is kind of like the Megan Thee Stallion. There's an extra E there, so I'm like...
She's Southern, so maybe that's what they do in the South?
As someone from the South, I don't know.
Which South are you from?
The bottom one.
Yeah, but which one?
The one where you go down and it's there.
But which state? Mississippi?
Texas.
Ohio?
Australia.
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from the dirty South, a.k.a. Well,
you said Australia and I said Ohio, so I mean...
Australia.
I would say the American school system has failed us both.
What is Australia but the Ohio of the South Pacific? Anyway, Big Ol' Freak is just, I don't know, you know, as a Big Ol' Freak myself, I just really like seeing myself represented in art.
Uh-huh.
So that's the best thing I can say about that song. Mio?
I would say you're more of a little young freak.
Okay, well, I feel like an old soul, and I feel like the space I take up may not be big.
No, you got big energy.
I got big old freak energy.
Big vulva energy.
I got bofi. Big vulva energy.
Well, I don't know. It's the opposite of big dick energy.
Is vulva the opposite of dick?
No.
Yeah.
No. Cervix.
No.
It's the size of your ovaries. Big, that's the opposite.
What about big labia energy?
It's how big a baby is if you had one.
Well, I'm talking about the whole thing. The whole thing is called a vulva.
I'm kidding. None of this makes any fucking sense.
Yes, it does.
Big,
come on.
Big vagina energy?
Well, because what we've been referring to as vagina
it's
is
just
not.
The outside.
The vagina is the canal.
No.
Yes,
canal?
It is.
Canal?
No.
Then what's the canal?
I don't know.
The vagina.
It's the Thames.
The whole thing
canal.
Is the vulva.
What? Okay.
The canal is called the Thames.
I'll show you. I just learned
this.
The
school system's failed us.
You know, in Paris, they call it the channel.
I might be wrong, but
you
I'm really saying it with authority.
And she had a
Wait,
huge
Marissa,
vulva.
Do you know? Do you know what the whole pussy's called?
I'm not a very good
Marissa said I abstained.
Miel, off of Do You Know What the Whole Pussy Is Called? Do you know what your unpunchable is?
I do. If I may speak for a moment, I would like to say that my unpunchable jam, I'm going off of the fact that I feel her vocal stylings are very polarizing. You even love them or you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do a singer that I find to be similar in that regard. So I'm choosing Bill Callahan and I'm choosing the song Writing for the Feeling.
I realized I had said very little about waves or wheels, or riding for the feeling, riding for the feeling is the fastest way to reach the shore.
It's beautiful. It's very weird. It's kind of more spoken word by this man with a very low voice over this really minimal guitar instrumentating and like a kind of suitcase sounding synth pad. I find it beautiful and ethereal, and I don't totally know what it's about, but it feels like it's about a breakup and just trying to get that feeling again that you used to have.
What, does Bill Callahan have like a famous song that I would know? Because
no.
I'm even just like, who this?
I feel like he's beloved by musicians, but I don't think he's very like popular.
Mm.
What song did you pick?
It's called, I don't think you're going to like it, Nicole. It's called Writing for the Feeling by Bill Callahan.
Okay, no, I like it. I'm just looking up pussies on the internet.
I was just about to say.
I'm right about the vulva.
The vulva, the vagina's the canal?
So, okay, the vulva includes the monpubis, labia majora, labia minora, clitoris, vestibule bulbs, vulva vestibule, urinary meatus.
Meatus?
That's the piss hole.
Yeah, we got, is it?
Wow.
I think so.
Yeah. And then the vaginal opening, and then the vagina leads to the uterus, But yeah, the whole, so this is the Wikipedia, oh God, only has white pussies up on it.
Wow.
So whoever, the tube.
I think it's pretty rude. You could have some black vulvas.
So this whole time, my parents have been driving around in one of those.
Wait.
LOL.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Before we do our plugs and then end this fucking
fever We're already
dream.
Doing our plugs. We're plugging pussy, baby.
Listen.
Yeah. Plug me up. Plug me up.
Not only.
Who's that? Is that the locker?
Marissa had a very light giggle during that, and it really she did it again.
A titter, if you will.
I never hear her giggle because I usually sit where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And I've always thought I wasn't funny.
You gotta move seats.
But now I know I'm funny.
What were you saying?
Not only is the vagina the muscular tube leading from the outside to the inner inside, but in botany, it's the sheath formed around a stem by the base of a leaf.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, baby.
The plant has a vagina.
We got a name for your mixtape.
Plant
and it's,
pussy.
I was going to say.
Oh, plant pussy in the house.
Vagina fly trap.
Wait, can be I have my a feature as a plant-based pussy?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's got to be, you're the Venus flytrap from Little Shop of Horrors doing a rap verse.
Yes, feed me Seymour, by which I mean feed me that dick.
Fuck me, Seymour. All right, Nicole, thank
perfect
you.
Perfect segue into your plugs.
Thank
Where can
you.
People follow you, find you, listen to you, see you.
Well, if you go to the dumpster on Highland, no.
You moved to Highland. Hollywood, no, that's nice.
Thank you, thank you. That's where my dumpster is. You can say hi. But I have a podcast called Why Won't You Date Me? It's on the HeadGum Network. On Earwolf, I have a podcast coming out. When does this come out?
I don't know.
Next week.
But June 12th is when Sashir and my podcast drops. It's called Best Friends. You can watch Nailed It on Netflix, currently streaming.
You're amazing on
Thank
Nailed
you.
It. For anyone who hasn't
Thank
watched
you.
It, you make it worth watching.
Thank you. It's very fun.
You also have a very good Instagram.
Look at my Instagram. It's at Nicole Byer. I take a lot of pictures in bathing suits because I want you to see my body. I also...
You sound like Cher.
There's traps.
I have a Twitter. It's at Nicole Byer. If you're interested in my stand-up comedy, I have a special on Netflix. It's on Comedians of the World. It's the third episode. I have a sitcom on Facebook called Loosely Exactly Nicole. I have
so
another
busy.
Podcast called 90 Day Bay, where we recap 90 Day Fiancé. Then also on HeadGum, I have another podcast called What the Tuck. A lady today on Twitter told me to find a partner. I should get a hobby. And I almost responded with what? Fucking time, lady.
Don't forget search history also.
Search history. Sunday nights at 11 p.m., but I will not be in it for like basically the summer because I'm working. Also, I do stand up. I'm on tour basically every weekend until about November, although I am taking August off. But if you go to NicoleByerWasTaken.com, you can see those dates because Nicole Byer was taken by a strange woman named Olga Nicole Byer, who I've had a very tenuous relationship with.
That's who the O in the song was.
Yeah, it was probably fucking Olga. She's. I won't say anything hateful.
Is she a real vulva?
She's a real vulva. No,
she's
no.
a real champ.
No,
she's
because
a
vulva
two,
is a beautiful thing.
Right, sorry.
You know what she is? She's a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
I can't hate on her because
Venus?
People were saying mean things to her on her Instagram because she's Nicole. We have the same name.
Yeah.
And then her, it's a whole story.
Thank you so much for coming on, Nicole.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You are a real wild guest, but
I'm
honestly,
sorry.
I think it was good. I think we needed to break up the format, and you are the exact right energy for that. Oh. Your sheer enthusiasm.
I broke up your format?
No, I think we stayed on format. It's just this
we
song
did.
Doesn't have much to
no.
say about it, and also it's fun to talk about whatever the fuck you want.
It's very hard to do snippets of the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially this
it was great.
One. She says nothing.
I should have picked a different song. I gave you guys a list of songs.
This is correct.
Legitimately,
do you
want to
hear the list I gave?
Actually, yes, because I didn't
Big
see
Big Old
the...
Freak. And then there was maybe,
Simon Says?
No, it wasn't because Fever hadn't come out yet. I think it may have been Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh.
Because that is one of my favorite songs of all time.
I do love that song. I think we've already, we did a Celine Dion song,
okay.
But also I'm like, I'm not touching Titanic.
I mean, it's an iconic song
at the bottom of the
that
ocean.
Allegedly she didn't like. Allegedly, what we've heard on that track is the one take she did of it, because she didn't like it.
Oh, I thought you meant she didn't like the movie.
No, she didn't like the song.
Ah.
Which I think is like,
damn, for that to be
wild.
The one take, I'm like,
right?
She's a killer.
She's so good. If you get a chance to see her live, go.
I really want
she's
to.
She's really,
really
phenomenal.
Mom. Yeah.
If you want to follow us, we're at Punch Up the Jam on everything. I'm at Miel and Miel Monsters. Demi, wait, not plural, alone. Miel Monster, I'm alone. Demi's.
Miel.
Thank you. Say it again.
Meow.
Oh, it just felt good. Demi's at Electro Lemon on everything because he's an electronic lemon.
I have a. You gave out your Venmo on my podcast. Have people been sending you money?
So a great thing happened with that. Shout out to, well, first off,
because
shout
you
out
gave
to,
the wrong name.
No, I did. But shout out to, first of all, Super Producer Marissa in the studio.
Super Producer Marissa.
No!
But also, shout out to Super Producer Marissa's great boyfriend who registered that name early so that whoever donated to it would be like, okay, we can track the money.
Uh-huh.
And he donated the $14 that was paid into that that account to the Yellowhammer Fund.
Oh, that's great.
Woo!
Ooh, oh, maybe I'll start doing that. My Venmo's at Nicole Byer. Nikki Byers.
And my Venmo, again, is at ElectroLemon. Pay me.
Yes. Pay me, and I'll figure out where to donate it later.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
I'll donate it to my mortgage.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up
the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.